The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Annama Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Annama Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Annama Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 10, text 29.
ீசுக்கிஷ்ணுஷேந்திரமோதித்த
பித்மேதவிதானுக்கம்.
ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் பை ஸ்ரீ பிரபுபாத். சுகதேவ கோஸ்வாமி சேட், விபீஷண தி பாயஸ் பிரதர் ஆஃப் ராவண and devotee of Lord Ramchandra received approval from Lord Rama, the king of Kosala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path to hell. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, after giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes, if one is too sinful, he is checked from transmigrating to another body, and thus he becomes a ghost. To save a diseased person from ghostly life, the funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony, as prescribed in authorized Shastra, must be performed. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life. But by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus, Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravana even after Ravana's death. Here, Vibhishana, the brother of Ravana and a devotee of Lord Ramchandra, received approval from Lord Ramchandra, the king of Kosala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them path to hell. Purposeful Prabhupada says, after giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes, if someone is too sinful, he is checked from transmigrating to another body, and thus he becomes a ghost. To save a deceased person from a ghostly life, the funeral ceremony, the Shraddha ceremony, as prescribed in Atharva Shastra, must be performed. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for a hellish life. But by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravana even after Ravana's death. In the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, these are all mentioned. This funeral ceremony and offering Shraddha, the rituals, was all mentioned. This is Karma Kanda process. To remain in a subtle body, that means ghost species, they get too much pain. It is very painful to remain in a subtle body, a ghost body. Therefore, at least the deceased person, let the deceased person at least get a gross body according to his karma. So one who is the son, if that person has a son, the son should perform this funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony as prescribed in Karma Kanda section of Vedas. So it is performed for this purpose. And this is social performance in the society, it is done. Thereby he will be saved from getting a ghost body. At least you will get a gross body according to his karma. To remain in ghost body, this is what you say, subtle body is very painful. Therefore, ghosts always want to enter into a gross body, thereby they will get some relief. Therefore, he is hunted by ghosts, say. and it is very difficult to be delivered from ghostly life. Many times I have said, only by the mercy of a Vaishnava, thereby the mercy of Krishna, one may be released from ghostly spaces, delivered. Otherwise, no means way out is there, how one should be released from ghostly body. There is no other way out. So Vaishnava's mercy, thereby Krishna's mercy, Supreme Lord's mercy. Without that, nobody can be released from ghostly life. That is very, very painful. Many stories are there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur did Sankirtan and spoke Bhagavatam, hearing that of the ghost. So many ghosts were released. And in Bhagavata Mahatmya, in Padma Purana, is also mentioned, this is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Padma Purana mentioned, if a Vaishnava, Bhakta Bhagavata, who is embodiment of Bhagavata, will speak Bhagavata, Bhagavata Parayana, that means 7 days reading Srimad Bhagavatam and speaking on it, those who will hear, they will develop Krishna Bhakti, Jasyam Vaishnavamanayam, Krishni Paramapuruse, Bhakti Padvati Punya, Unsasoka Moho Vyapaha. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the pure leaves of Bhakta Bhagavata, the embodiment of Bhagavata, one will develop pure Krishna Bhakti. He may not do any other sadhana, only daily come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Bhakta Bhagavata, then very easily you will develop Krishna Bhakti. As a result, your all material fears, lamentation, diligence will be destroyed forever. That story is that Gokarna Upakhyam is there in Padma Purana. In Padma Purana that Gokarna Upakhyam is there, episode is there. How that Gokarna, Gokarna is a pure devotee, was a pure devotee. So he did Bhagavat Parayana, Saptaha for 1 week. Thereby his brother, Dundukari, who had become a ghost, hearing that, became released from ghost body. That is there in Padma Purana, Bhagavata Mahatmya. We have said sometime, I am not going to tell that story. As a reference, I tell you this thing, that this funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony, offering Shraddha to deceased person, is recommended in Karmakanda section of the Vedas, thereby he will be saved from ghostly life. So Vibhishana did it. But those are Vaishnavas. They don't follow Karmakanda section of the Veda. They don't offer such Shraddha. Shraddhas offer, according to Karmakanda section of Veda, they are not Suddha Shraddha, they are pure Shraddha. They are known as Vidha Shraddha, Rakshasa Shraddha, that demoniac Shraddha. So how do the Vaishnavas perform Shraddha? Vaishnava, there is no need of performing Shraddha for the Vaishnavas. Those are Vaishnavas, they are devotees of Lord Vishnu and are initiated by Vaishnava Guru. Daily they offer worship to Lord Hari with devotion. Thereby, his all forefathers, unlimited forefathers, crores of forefathers are delivered thereby. So no need of offering any Shraddha, performing any Shraddha ceremony, part of a Vaishnava, Grostha Vaishnava, generally Grosthas do. Brahmachari don't do it, man was the sannyasi nirandasa. He was a Gruhi Vaishnava, a householder Vaishnava. He may perform sadhu ceremony, but if this is father or some of these members of his family, how can he do? No need, but that's a social etiquette. He is in society, so he should do. On that day, he should invite the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas will go to Sankirtan, and the person should cook food for Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna, then offer it to Krishna or Vishnu, becomes Mahaprasad. And with that Mahaprasad, he should offer sradha to the deceased person or persons. Thereby, they will be very pleased. Because Lord Vishnu is pleased, just means to stay Jagat Tushta. Lord Vishnu, Krishna is pleased, all world will, all his family, all this is forefather, everybody will be pleased. This is Vaishnava way, and this is known as Suddha Sraddha, pure Sraddha. In Haribhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami has quoted Vedic literature, he quoting Kurma Purana, he has said, Prapte sradha dine api pragannam bhagavati arpoyet chasheshena iva kurvita sradham bhagavato naraha. One is Vaishnava devotee, he on sradha day, he fast will cook anna for Bhagavan Vishnu. Then offer that food to Bhagavan Vishnu, then becomes Mahaprasad. With that Mahaprasad, he should perform sradha ceremony. That is real sradha. Vishnu nivedityanni nadastabhyam devatantaram. Pitrubhya sapita deyam tadanantyaya kalpati. This is Padma Purana says. Quoting Padma Purana in Haribhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami says, one who does this sradha ceremony, performs sradha ceremony, with this Mahaprasad, with this anna offered to Bhagavan Vishnu, thereby all his forefathers become very much pleased. And this is also procedure, how to offer worship to other demigods. A Vaishnava should not offer worship to demigods, he will offer worship to Bhagavan Vishnu and offer food. With that Mahaprasad, he offered that Mahaprasad to all demigods. That demigod become very much pleased. So Pitrupurusas, the forefathers, they also, when they get Mahaprasad, they become very much pleased. Mahaprasad, as Bhagavan Vishnu, is unlimited, ananta. Similarly, Mahaprasad is not different from Bhagavan Vishnu. That is also unlimited. So, if you offer that Mahaprasad to demigods, this is for fathers, they become very much pleased and they get the opportunity how to develop devotion unto Bhagavan Vishnu. Those who are grihastha boys, householders, they will perform sradha. The brahmachari, vanprastha, sannyasi, they won't perform. So, according to Karmakanda section, when they perform sradha, the performer puts on kusha, you understand? But Vaishnava should not put on kusha. Therefore, in Skanda Purana it is mentioned, sankalpam tadadhanam, Pitru Devarsanadikam Vishnu Mantra Padishta Sena Kurjat Usadharam. One who has been initiated with the Vishnu Mantra, accepted the Vaishnava Guru, become Vaishnava, he should not perform any sradha karma, he should not offer worship to any demigods. You understand? And it's not put on kusha also. So Vaishnavas don't put on kusha. The non-Vaishnavas, they put on kusha in these ceremonies, performances. Gaya Tirtha is there. In Gaya Tirtha generally people go there to offer Shraddha. That's Gaya Shraddha. But Vaishnava, no need of performing Gaya Shraddha or going to Gaya and offering Shraddha. So this is for fathers on the part of a Vaishnava. No need at all. Quoting Skanda Purana in Haribhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami says, King Gatir Bhuvi Pindir Gaya Sadhadi Vir Mune Jedarchito Haribhaktya Itra Chancha Dine Dine. Those Vaishnavas who are engaged daily worship of Lord Hari with devotion, for them there is no need of performing Gaya Sadha, going to Gaya and offering Sadha, offering Pinda, no need at all, do you understand? Because daily they are offering worship to Lord Hari, thereby Lord Hari, when Lord Hari becomes pleased, everybody, all his forefathers become very much pleased. So Sadha ceremony performed according to Karmakanda section is known as Rakshasa Sadha or Vidha Sadha. Is not Sudha Sradha. In Skanda Purana, it's mentioned. Jastu vidyavinimuktam urkham matvātu vaiṣṇavam vedavidyo adadār viprasādam tad rākhyasum bhavet. Haribhakti Vilas Sanatana Goswami, quoting Skanda Purana, says this thing. One, to accept a Vaiṣṇava as ignorant fool, bereft of all knowledge, So never invites that Vaiṣṇava in day of Shraddha, rather invites so-called Brahmanas. Those who know Karmakanda section of the Veda and offer Shraddha to them, feeds them and gives some money to them, the kṛṇa, in that way he performs Shraddha. That Shraddha is Rakshas Shraddha. Demons accept that Shraddha. That's not proper Shraddha. Do you understand? So Aditya Acharya, in Chaitanya Charitamrita you'll find, Aditya Acharya, he was a grihastha, he performed Pitru Shraddha. So on this Shraddha day, he invited Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was born in a Mamadan family, Javan family, Mletsa family. But he was a great devotee, Mahabhagavata, very dear devotee. Mahaprabhu made him Namacharya. He invited him and offered Shraddha Patra to him. But Haridas Thakur said, why are you doing like that? You are a Brahmin, you are born in a Brahmin family, and you are staying in Brahmin community. If you invite me and offer Shraddha Patra to me, you will be excommunicated from the society. Brahmins will excommunicate because I am a Mamadan. I am a Mamadan. I am not Hindu. I am not a Brahmin at all. But Aditya Acharya Prabhu said, I am not afraid of this. I do what Shastra says. What Shastra says. It's Shastra's recommendation. Ācārya kahen tumi nā kuriyo bhoy. Sei ācārya is Shastra mata hoy. Tumi khailo hoy koti brahmana bhojana. Oto bali Shraddha Patra kareva bhojana. Aditya says, I am not afraid. You need not be afraid. I'll do that what Shastra has recommended. Shastra mata. If you will be fed on this day of the Shraddha of my father, I will get the result of feeding crores of Brahmanas. Koti Brahmana, crores of Brahmana. Saying this, he offers Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur is such a Vaiṣṇava, pure Vaiṣṇava, pure Vaiṣṇava. If you can feed one pure Vaiṣṇava, you will get that the result of feeding one crore of Brahmanas, so-called Brahmanas, koti Brahmanas. There is difference between Brahmana and Vaiṣṇava. We sometimes discuss that. Brahma Janati Brahmana, one who knows Brahma Tattva is Brahmana. Brahma means Vishnu. Brahma Vastu means Vishnu. Brahma Sabde Ishwara Kahe Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Shastra Pramana, Mahaprabhu said. What is Brahma? Brahma means Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma is Bhagavan Vishnu Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. One who knows Krishna Tattva, Vishnu Tattva is real Brahmana. But Brahma Tattva Nadanati Brahma Sutrina Garbhita. But in Kali Yuga, there are no Brahmanas, all are Sudras, they don't know Brahma Tattva, because they are only because of possessing this Brahma Tattva Sutra, this sacred thread, they are very puffed up and proud. We are Brahmanas, but they don't know Brahma Tattva. They are Pasurudahuta, they are like animals. Such Brahmanas are there in Kali Yuga Brahmana. And Garuda Purana it is said, those were Rakshasas. Demons in other yugas, they are born as Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. They are known as Smarta Brahmanas. You understand? They know only the Karmakanda section of Veda. They don't know real Veda. Sarvaicha Vedayahunga Vedya. One who knows Krishna. In all the Vedas I am to be known. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvaicha Vedayahunga Vedya. All Vedas I am to be known. One who knows Krishna, he knows Veda. These people don't know Krishna Tattva, but they are very proud that we are Brahman and we have Brahma Sutra. Big bellies, they are all sitting there. You go to Puri, you see them. Here also you go to this temple, Vishnu temple is there. What is that? Ananta Vasudeva temple. And this is Vedic prescription that on Shraddha day, the person should feed some Brahmanas. So in the society, Shraddha ceremony is going on. So this is Vedic prescription, he should feed some Brahmanas. So they go to Puri or go to Ananta Vasudeva Mandir. That Mahaprasad they purchase from that Mandir then to feed. The Brahmanas are sitting. How many will feed? 10? 20? 50? How many? All Brahmanas come, all right, give. You understand? Feed then give dakshina. They will get food, then dakshina. Do you understand? Unless you give sufficient dakshina, they are very greedy. They want only to eat and get money, nothing else. If you want give them sufficient dakshina, in one rupee or less than, they will just call you the abusive language. You can't hear. So, because they are demons. Yes. Such Brahmanas. In Kali Yuga there is no Brahmana. Kalau sarve sudra sambhava. In Kali Yuga all are sudras, no Brahmanas. If someone will become Vaishnava, he'll become perfect Brahmana. Otherwise, no Brahmana. And they are the Rakshasas. Rakshasak, Kalingasrita jayate brahma-junisya. Garuda Purana says this. The Rakshasas of other yugas, they are born as Brahmana in Kali Yuga. So they persecute innocent people, they scold, they abusive language. Yes, this Uripanda Brahmana, they are doing like that. And this Vibhishana also said that. Even Vibhishana came to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. So those who are advisors of Lord Ram, they said, no, please don't give him shelter. Don't allow him to come to our camp. Because he had come from the enemy's camp. And he had come here to do, what is that? Spy. Then stand, he'll remain in our camp and send our all confidential reports to Ravana. He's from enemy's camp, don't allow. But Lord Ram says, no. Mind everyone, if someone comes to take shelter, I give him shelter. I am not concerned with his past history. I am not at all concerned with past, whatever he may be. Yes, come for shelter, I give shelter. So at that time, Vibhishana said, if I would have come with some duplicitous motive, not truly to take shelter, I tell you that I will be born as a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. He said that. I will be born as a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. Because the demons, the crooked persons, They are all Brahmanas in Kalisuga. They are Rakshasas. So, therefore, this Acharya invited Haridas Thakur, who is a perfect Brahmana, because Mahabhagavata, great devotee, perfect Brahmana, though he was born in a Mahamudan family. So he offered his sadhvas to Haridas Thakur. So those who have accepted Vaishnava Guru, those who have been initiated and gotten Harinam, such Grihastha Vaishnavas, there is no need for them to offer Shraddha. As mentioned in the Shastra, Nityam Naimityam Kamyam Dhanam Sankalpa Mevacha Daivam Karma Tata Paitra Na Purjyat Vaishnava Gruhi. Gruhi Vaishnava, Grihastha Vaishnava, householder Vaishnava, was accepted Vaishnava Guru, and been initiated by Guru, gotten Harinam. There's no need on his part to offer any Shraddha ceremony, you understand? No need of performing any ritual ceremony is mentioned in Karma Kanda section of Vedas. No need at all. No need at all. Generally, people go to Gaya Tirtha, that is Gaya in Bihar. A Tirtha, that is a Tirtha, place of pilgrimage, holy place, to offer Pinda there. So this is for fathers. Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. When his father, Jagannath Mishra, passed away, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to offer Pinda there. So one may question what is the need of the part of Mahaprabhu to offer Pinda. Because that was social custom. Mahaprabhu was a Grihastha, a society, so he honors the social custom. That is only external. The other reason, purpose is there. Why Mahaprabhu went to Gaya? In Gaya he met his guru Ishwarpuri. Ishwarpuri. So Mahaprabhu has said like that, mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gaya Jatra Safal Amar. Coming to Gaya is successful. Coming to Gaya is successful because I saw you, Ishwarpuri, who is his guru. Prabhu Bali Gaya Jatra Safal Amar. Kyani dekhilam ithe pindo dile seni stare pitru ana ithe dile seni stare pitru jei jare pindo deo Tore sei jano, ei jare pinda deo. Toma dekhilei matro, koti pitru gano. Toma dekhilei matro. Sei khyane sarvabandho paye vimochono. Sei khyane sarvabandho paye vimochono. Ata eva pitha nahi tumaro sa mano. Pithireo Paramatumi Mangalo Pradhanu Pithireo Paramatumi Mangalo Sansaro Samudro Iti Uddharo Mure Sama ilamo tomare ilami Mahaprabhu says this thing. Gaya jatra sabhala amar. Coming to Gaya is successful. Why? Jatakshana dekhilam sarana tomar. Because I saw you, O revered Vaishnav, Ishwarpuri. You understand? I personally at the darshan of yours, your lotus feet. Tirthya pindadere se nishtare pitruvana. Dejar pindadere tare se jana. If you go to Tirtha like the Gaya and offer pinda, oblations there, then your, this is father or for whom you are offering pinda may be delivered. But, tuma dekhilei, matra koti pitruvan, svekhyane sarvanda pai. But seeing you, having your darshan, such a Vaishnav, Mahabhagata, great devotee Vaishnav, very elevated Vaishnav like you, Ishwarpuri, cross up pitru purushas, cross up for fathers, immediately deliver, immediately, only by seeing you. Adev tirthanoye tomar shama, tirthare o paramatmi mangal. Therefore, tirtha is not equal to you, cannot be as good as you. Tirthare o paramatmi, you are supreme tirtha. You understand? You are supreme tirtha. You are the tirtha of the all tirthas. Tirthare o paramatmi mangal pradhan. Sansar samudra hoite udharo more. Eyami deho samarpilam tomare. There he is. Mahaprabhu, offering this prayer to Ishwarpuri, the revered spiritual master, completely surrendered unto his lotus feet and said, please deliver me from this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I offer completely myself, my body, mind and spirit, everything to you. Please deliver me. Dreadful ocean of materialistic. That is complete surrender. In Gaya Tirtha, the person who offers pinda to his deceased father, or he may utter so many names, his name of his father, father's father, or his father, like this. So they may be delivered, and offers pinda may be delivered, but whose name he cannot utter, what will happen to them? They cannot be delivered. But if you meet such a Vaishnav like Ishwarpuri, by meeting such a Vaishnav, having darshan of such a Vaishnav, cross off Pitru Purusha's forefathers, immediately deliver. So Vaishnav is such. That Mahaprabhu said. So that no need of offering pinda for those crores of pitrupurusas in Tirtha, Gaya Tirtha, just to meet. So he made Ishwarpuri. Therefore says, my Gaya Jatra, coming to Gaya Ishwar says, So, such a Vaishnava is like Tirtha, is supreme Tirtha, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Because such Vaishnava sadhus go to such places, visit such places, and they stay there and do bhajan there, therefore the place becomes tirtha. Otherwise, how the place will become tirtha? All sinful persons go to tirthasthana, holy places, to wash up their sins there. to wash up their sins. Therefore, most of the people do Tirtha Jatra, pilgrimage. Go to places of pilgrimage and to have a dip there in the water of the Tirtha, Tirtha Jala, and to wash up their sins. If this will be continued, then sins will be accumulated there like Himalayan mountains. Then how the place will become Tirtha? Because sadhu goes there. Sadhu goes there. Sadhu goes, sadhu stays there, sadhu, the footprints, places marked with the footprints, a species of holy footprints of sadhu, the place becomes tirtha, and sadhu does bhajan there. Thereby, the sinful reactions are destroyed, otherwise the place cannot become tirtha. Therefore, tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. The South Vaishnava sadhu, the supreme tirtha, they go there, therefore the place becomes tirtha. One who does this pilgrimage, goes the pilgrimage site, but doesn't meet a sadhu, doesn't serve a sadhu, doesn't hear Krishna katha, meets a sadhu, is visiting such tirtha, is useless, fruitless. Fruitless, you understand? So, Narottam Das Thakur Vaishnava Acharya, song like that. Tirtha phalo sadhu sangho, sadhu sanghe antarango, tirtha. Shri Krishna Bhajana Manohara, Shri Krishna Bhajana Manohara, Jatha Sadhu Tatha Tirtho, Sthira Kari Nijo Chito, Jatha Sadhu Tatha Tirtho, Sthira Kari Nijo Chito, Sadhu Sangha Koro Nirantara, Sadhu Sangha Koro Nirantara, Je Tirthi Vaishnava Nahi, Se Tirthi Nahi Jai, Je Tirthi Vaishnava Nahi, Kila Bohantiya Duro Deso, Kila Bohantiya Duro Deso, Jathaye Vaishnava Gana, Sei Sthana Vrindavana, Satmuddhi kunape, tridhatuge, sodhi kalatradisu bhamujjadhi, satritha buddhi na sarile karichi, janesu abhigyesu saive gokara. Bhagavatam says, satritha buddhi na sarile karichi, janesu abhigyesu saive gokara. Satmuddhi kunape, tridhatuge, sodhi kalatradisu bhamujjadhi. Those who accept the body, the self, Kunapa. Kunapa means a bag. It's filled with three dhatus, vata, pitta, kapha, bile, mucus and air. This body is a bag. Bag is filled with three dhatus. Is a fool, is a gokhar. He cannot be categorized as a human being. One accepts this body, this self is filled with three dhatus, vata, pitta, kapha. So the Kalatradi Subhamijyadhi, actual body is self, and those are related to body, wife, son, daughter, kith and kin, my mind. Not related, they are others. Yes. Discrimination. Mine, not mine. And bhoomi jadi, land in which body is born is to be worshipped. Is maybe a great person, a leader, may have occupied a very elevated position in this material society. But Bhagavatam says, he's not a human being, he's Gokhara. He's a cow, either cow or an ass. Yes, he's not a human being. Jatirtha buddhino sarilekar chiste. That verse says, one who, Tirtha buddhino is only going to the place of pilgrimage to have a dip in the water of that place, just wash of sins, is also Gokhara. Is also a cow or an ass, cannot be called a human being. Because the place has become tirtha because of the presence of sadhu. Never goes to sadhu. Never meets sadhu, but serves a sadhu. Never hears Krishna katha from the lips of sadhu. So his tirtha jatra, is visiting the tirtha, is useless, valueless. Therefore, he says, tirtha phala sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha antaranga, Sri Krishna bhajana manohara. You'll get the result of visiting tirtha if you do sadhu sangha. That sadhu is always engaged in Krishna bhajana. Sadhu, if you meet, if you have his association, you'll get the result of visiting tirtha. Jatha sadhu tatha tirtha, sthira kari nija chitta sadhu sangha kara. Where is such a sadhu? That place is tirtha, yes. You understand? That place becomes tirtha where such sadhu is there, very the pure devotee. Dear devotee of the Lord is there. That place immediately becomes a tirtha. Yes. Immediately becomes a tirtha. You should understand this thing. So therefore, be always in the association of sadhu. Do sadhu sangha always, therefore you are always in tirtha. Je tirthe vaishnava nahi, se tirthe te nahi jai. Kivala bhatya dhuja. If there are no vaishnavas, don't go to and visit such tirtha. That place is not tirtha. What is the benefit of wasting your money, so much money, thousands of rupees, wasting time and energy? Isn't it? You may spend thousands of rupees. So much time and energy you may spend, but what is the wastage? It's all wastage. If you cannot meet such a sadhu, but you are satisfied, yes, I wasted some amount of money, so much time, energy, visited tirtha, but what value? But if you don't visit a sadhu for whom the place has become tirtha, you don't render any service to sadhu, you don't hear Krishna katha from sadhu, then your visiting so-called tirtha is useless. You are the only wastage of your money, time, energy, nothing else. What benefit is there? Why you come so many thousands of miles and spend so much thousands of rupees? It's all wastage of money, energy and time, nothing else. Jathāya vaiṣṇavāna sisthāna vṛndāvāna sisthāna anandāsas. Where there are such vaiṣṇavas, that place is Vṛndāvana. If Krishna is there, that place is Vṛndāvana. Go to such a place, meet such a sadhu, dear devotee, premi bhakta, premi bhakta, where dear devotee of Krishna, our developed Krishna prema was bound of Krishna in the rope of love in his heart. That place is Vṛndāvana. That place is Vṛndāvana. If you stay there, associate with sadhu, hear Krishna katha from his lips and serve that sadhu, if sadhu is pleased with you, get mercy of sadhu, then you get unlimited transcendental bliss. Yes, that's a fact. Then that is real Tirtha Brahma, visiting real Tirtha. Otherwise, you have not visited Tirtha. Only you have wasted your money, time and energy. But you have not visited a sadhana. This is what real Tirtha. Mahaprabhu went to Gaya just to honor social etiquette, but Mahaprabhu's purpose was different. He made Ishwarpuri, his guru, Mahabhagavata, great devotee, very dear devotee, Lord Krishna, and his guru, he made, therefore said, coming to Gaya has become successful. Gaya Jatra Sapha. Yes. So he surrendered himself unto the lotus feet of Ishwarpuri and offered this prayer, please deliver me from the dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I offer completely myself at your lotus feet, my body, mind, this, everything, please deliver me. Karahuda, sansar, samdrahite karahuda, please deliver me. Dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. This teaching for us. The need of part of Mahaprabhu to do in order to teach us. He did like that, understand? This is the process. One does so, there is no need of offering sraddha. Such a Vaishnava, you understand? Follow the karma-kanda section of Veda. Nathandas Thakur says, karma-kanda, jnana-kanda, sakali viser bhanda. Amrita bali ajava khai, nana joni sadapire, tar janma adhapata jai. Karma-kanda, jnana-kanda section of Veda is like a poisonous pot. Pot filled with poison. Viser bhanda. One who accepts it as amruta, as nectar, poison, but nectar. Nanadoni sadaphire, tarjanma odhapadvaya. He cannot be delivered from this whirlpool, dreadful ocean, whirlpool of the dreadful ocean, materialistic existence. He will be evolving in the repeated cycle of birth. He cannot achieve perfection. Do you understand? But one is really intelligent, learned and wise. He immediately accepts as a sadhu, Vaishnava, dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna, and takes shelter at the lotus feet. So under his direction, he should start bhajan, Krishna bhajan, serve Krishna, Vishnu, and then will be delivered. Understand? He's an intelligent, wise person. Otherwise they're fools, they don't do it. Rather they spend thousands of rupees and go thousands of miles to visit Tirtha, have a dip in Tirtha, wash up their sins and offer pinda. But what then? Understand me? This is what it said. Thank you. Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai, samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai, gautamananda, tuna bhakti siddhanta, sasukura swami. Prabhupada says, all the books from the library of the world, books in different branches, literature, mathematics, science, geography, politics, history, will be destroyed. No loss at all. A foundation of Bhāra is there. It's such a shastra. Such a shastra. It is as good as Krishna. Nitya bhāgavata sevaya. Nitya bhāgavata sevaya. One who does service to Bhāgavata daily. Daily service. Rendering daily service to Bhāgavata. Bhāgavata means Grantha Bhagavata, Bhakta Bhagavata. Two Bhagavatas. Grantha Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. Hearing Bhagavata from the lips of a pure Vaishnava is embodiment of Bhagavata. Thereby rendering service daily. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. No need on his part, no need of going to any tirtha, place of pilgrimage, and no need of offering pinda and performing ritualistic ceremonies prescribed in Karma Kanda section of Veda. No need. It's only wisdom.
Oh, Gurudeva, this weekend I was planning on visiting Puri, and you told once of that well where from Lord Chaitanya, that that well is there. And I was planning on going there to take some of that water.
Yes, Paramananda Puri's well.
Yes.
Now there is a police station.
Yes.
Police people staying and eating meat there. The police station has become a police station.
I went there. Police is there, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Paramananda Puri was staying, dear devotee, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu went there and he had dug that well. That water was not good water, muddy water, not good water. But Mahaprabhu felt pity for it. Oh, Paramananda Puri. Drinking such water is not good water. So Mahaprabhu saw mercy. The Ganges came and flowed into that water. From that day, water became Ganges water. It's nice water. The Paramananda Puri is well there. Listen there.
You drank a few liters there.
You drank it?
I was almost bursting.
Soumya went there and got some water for me.
Yes.
I brought some water too for you one time.
I had gone there. Because Mahaprabhu went there, Puri is the dham, Purushottama Khetra. And many Vaishnavas are there, sadhis are there. So many Gaudiya Vaishnava mathas are there. Many temples are there. Mathas are also there. So Vaishnavas are there. So you may go and visit those mathas, temples, and also have the darsana of Vaishnava, of Sadhu Sangha, Sat Sangha, hear Krishna Katha, then your visit is successful. Otherwise, it is unsuccessful. What is the value? It becomes useless. If you want to visit, you understand. Mahaprabhu's places are there related to pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Gambhira is there. Ardhas Thakur Samadhi Mandir is there, and Gundicha Mandir is there, Jagannath Mandir is there, this garden was there, Jagannath Vallabh Garden is there, Ramananda was staying, Bhaktivinoda was also doing Bhagavad Prabhasan there, Mahaprabhu. So many places are there.
Chota Gopinath
is there. Mandir is there, Mahaprabhu disappeared there, and the deity was worshipped by Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, Tathagatinath deity. And there this Gaudiya Math, Purushottam Math is there, that sand dune is there, seeing that Mahaprabhu cut up his Govardhana, that sand dune. And on that top of that sand dune, Bhakti Siddhanta's Bhajan Kutir is there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's mutt. So many nice places. This is a tirtha, they are real tirtha. But going to there, if you not visit Vaishnava's sadhus, that is useless.
Do you have a particular name of a certain sadhu who you could advise to go to?
Many sadhus there. Many sadhus, Vaishnava's there.
Yeah.